Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking China in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have 5 certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 00809-140. That phone number for Joe Pieper again is 580-541-1949. While China officially opened to U.S. beef earlier this summer, it's still very much a work in progress. We're just now starting to see some loads of U.S. beef reach the shores of mainland China. And Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says USMEF has made plans to showcase U.S. beef later this month in the 3 biggest Chinese cities.
We actually have some plans using checkoff dollars to reintroduce U.S. beef at the end of September. We're actually holding 3 different showcases or kickoffs, one in Beijing, one in Shanghai, and one in Guangzhou at the end of September. And each of these events will have approximately 300, give or take, people, which is going to be concentrated mainly around the trade. So it's importer distributors, it's retailers, and especially food service. This is going to be the first point of huge demand. The food service sector desperately wants U.S. beef. We're going to be bringing in product. We're going to bring in a range of cuts. It'll not only be the middle meats, it'll be everything from sirloin cap, culottes, to variety meats. Not that U.S. beef needs a reintroduction, but then we need to refamiliarize them with it. We also need to get it in their mouths, so these events are going to be big tasting demos and a huge dinner at the end of the thing, and it's all focused on U.S. beef. So this is going to be the best way to refamiliarize it. You get it in their mouth.
I guess what we're it's going to be a little while getting totally ramped up to have cattle that can meet all the criteria.
Exactly. And you have some in the pipeline today that do qualify. The non-hormone treated European production, for example, that is very easy to switch over. These are the companies today that have the meat going because they already had it in the pipeline. Some of the natural programs as well would qualify. So this is where it starts. But there's other companies that are not as involved with Europe that are also getting their plants approved. We have roughly 6 plants approved today, but we know of several more that have done their audits and they're in the pipeline to get on the approved list. So this is all good news. It just takes a little bit of time.
I guess what there's some companies that can help individual producers, the cow-calf into the business, to do that initial certification of those animals to start the process.
Exactly. There's several companies, Where Food Comes From, et cetera, these sorts of companies that definitely can assist the producer level to get involved in that. And we can as well, for that matter, USMEF.
Way early, but what is the potential?
Well, the potential is big on the value side. I mean, this market is not going to be the biggest volume market. The grain-fed market today in China is about 35,000-40,000 metric tons, and that's a sliver of their total consumption. But where the demand potential rests is, if you're able to get more supply of high-quality grain-fed beef, which they can get from us, that part of the pie is going to grow. And this and they have the money to pay for it. So this is a longer-term proposition where this could really grow in a big way 5 or 10 years from now.
And, of course, the variety meats, you alluded to those just briefly, but that's a lot of potential.
Yeah, the variety meats, in my mind, the administration and USTR did a wonderful job negotiating this agreement, if for no other reason on the variety meats, because it started out with only a few cuts, and we're up to 8 or 9 cuts that are approved now. And it's a little different segment in China, but the variety meat demand far outstrips the muscle cut demand. So this is the hidden benefit of the agreement.
Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking U.S. beef into China. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment at the John Deere 5085E Utility Tractors. These 85-horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K, priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/27/17. Includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
At your Beef Buzz, have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.